seorang ibu dari tentara Amerika Serikat Muslim yang terbunuh di Irak menuduh calon presiden dari Partai Republik Donald Trump tidak mengerti arti pengorbanan. Hal ini setelah Trump mengejeknya ketika ia berdiri diam di sebelah suaminya pada saat suaminya berbicara secara emosional mengenai anak laki-laki mereka di dalam Konvensi Nasional Partai Demokrat minggu lalu. Berikut ini laporan yang disusun oleh Maya Jamieson. Calon Presiden Amerika Serikat dari Partai Republik Donald Trump menimbulkan kontroversi lagi. Kali ini dengan pernyataannya kepada bapak dan ibu seorang tentara Amerika yang berduka. Humayun Khan, seorang kapten angkatan darat dan anak dari imigran Muslim, tewas pada waktu Perang Irak 12 tahun lalu. Ayahnya, Khizr Khan, menggambarkan kematian anak laki-lakinya yang berusia 27 tahun kepada para hadirin yang terharu dalam Konvensi Nasional Partai Demokrat minggu lalu. Ia mengatakan, sangat terhormat berdiri sebagai orang tua Kapten Humayun Khan.
We are honored to stand here as parents of Captain Humayun Khan.
Ia kemudian menyampaikan sebuah serangan kepada Donald Trump dengan melambaikan sebuah kopi Konstitusi Amerika Serikat.
You have sacrificed nothing and no one. Let me ask you, have you even read the United States Constitution? I will gladly lend you my copy.
Trump merespon dengan mengatakan, sama seperti keluarga Khan, ia telah melakukan banyak pengorbanan.
I think I made a lot of sacrifices. I worked very, very hard. I've created thousands and thousands of jobs, tens of thousands of jobs, built great structures. I've had tremendous success. I think
those
I've
are
done
sacrifices.
A lot. Oh sure, I think they're sacrifices.
Namun ia menyerang istri Khan dengan mengatakan ia tidak berbicara di konvensi karena tidak diperbolehkan.
Look at his wife. She was standing there. She had nothing to say. She probably, maybe she wasn't allowed to have anything to say. You tell me. But plenty of people have written that.
Ghazala Khan merespon di televisi nasional.
Please, Mr. Trump, feel that pain and you will be better. It's understanding me. Please, I am very, upset when I heard that I didn't say anything. Because I was in a pain. If you are in a pain, you fight or you don't say anything. I am not a fighter. I can't fight. So that best thing I did was fight.
Muncul pertanyaan, apakah Donald Trump melewati batas dengan mengkritik seorang ibu tentara yang gugur? Anggota Partai Republik lainnya dengan cepat mencoba mengurangi reaksi negatif, yaitu juru bicara parlemen Paul Ryan mengeluarkan pernyataan yang memuji warga Muslim yang telah memberikan baktinya dalam militer Amerika Serikat. Namun, Donald Trump mempertahankan isu keamanan nasional dengan mengatakan, terdapat banyak masalah dengan radikal Islam di Amerika Serikat.
Well, I'd say we've had a lot of problems with radical Islamic terrorism. That's what I'd say. We have a lot of problems where you look at San Bernardino, you look at Orlando, you look at the World Trade Center, you look at so many different things. You look at what happened to the priest over the weekend in Paris where his throat was cut, 85-year-old beloved Catholic priest. You look at what happened in Nice, France a couple of weeks ago. I'd say you got to take a look at that because something's going on and it's not good.
Trump mengatakan Khan tidak berhak berdiri di hadapan jutaan orang minggu lalu dan melakukan tuduhan yang tidak benar terhadap dirinya. Namun, Khizr Khan mengatakan cara Donald Trump menunjukkan tidak adanya penghormatan terhadap seorang ibu tentara yang gugur dalam perang telah menunjukkan dengan jelas.
My wife, the brave mother of my son, Captain Humayun Khan, the hero of this country. We don't take these values lightly. We are testament to the goodness of this country. We experience the goodness of this country every day. It affirms our belief that we made the right choice. But then to see, when we got back home, our 4-year-old granddaughter said to her grandmother, why were you so upset? Why were you so sad? A four-year-old person can feel that sadness, yet the candidate for the president of the United States cannot empathize with the people that he wishes to lead?